A deadly crash in New Hampshire has exposed a bureaucratic failure at the Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles. For 15 months, the Registry of Motor Vehicles did not process notifications that Massachusetts licensed drivers had been charged with offenses in other states, including serious infractions such as drunken driving that should have triggered a license suspension. Notices that were mailed to the registry apparently went unread and were stacked in mail bins and stored in a room at an office in Quincy, according to initial findings of a still ongoing review of the RMV's state-to-state data sharing process. Tens of thousands of notifications dating back to March 2018 that were discovered in 53 bins are now being reviewed by registry personnel working around the clock. And as a result, more than 500 driver's licenses have been suspended as of Monday, according to the Massachusetts Department of Transportation. It's unknown at this point how many notifications were missed that should have resulted in license suspensions months ago. At a Statehouse news conference Monday, Governor Charlie Baker reacted to the stunning bureaucratic breakdown at the registry.
This failure is completely unacceptable to me, to the residents of the Commonwealth, who expect the RMV to do its job and track drivers' records.
The review of the registry's handling of notifications from other states was prompted by the case of Vladimir Zukovsky. The 23-year-old West Springfield man is charged with 7 counts of negligent homicide after allegedly driving a pickup truck towing a car carrier into a group of motorcycle riders, killing 7 in Randolph, New Hampshire last month. 6 weeks before the New Hampshire crash, Zukovsky was charged in Connecticut with operating under the influence and refusing to take a chemical test. But his Massachusetts commercial driver's license was not suspended.
I am as deeply distressed about what happened to those 7 people and to their families and to their friends as a result of a motorcycle ride to actually attend a charity event in New Hampshire, and the revelation with respect to the fact that there was a breakdown in the RMV's ability to collect information from Connecticut that would have denied the license of that driver just makes this thing worse.
Massachusetts Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack said a flaw was discovered in an automated system where information about Zukovsky's arrest in Connecticut had been reported.
We have recoded the system to avoid the problem that occurred. Connecticut gave us 1 date for the event and a different date for the suspension to start. In Massachusetts, we suspend as of the date of the event. Those 2 dates is what made the system kick it out.
Connecticut officials also mailed a report about Zukovsky to the Massachusetts RMV. It was during the search for that document last week that officials discovered the tens of thousands of unprocessed out-of-state notices. What is still unknown, according to Pollack, is why, in March 2018, did the RMV suddenly stop processing the paper notifications sent in by other states?
We have changed our internal processes so that going forward, as of the end of last week, we are handling both electronic and paper notifications for both regular driver's license and commercial driver's licenses appropriately. Our focus is now on working through the backlog of unprocessed notifications as expeditiously but carefully as possible to ensure the public safety.
The head of the Registry of Motor Vehicles, Aaron Devaney, resigned last week. At Monday's Statehouse news conference, Pollack was asked if she plans to remain.
The governor has asked me to fix this, and I'm going to fix it.
MassDOT plans to hire an independent auditor to review the steps being taken to correct the problems found at the RMV. Both House Speaker Robert DeLeo and Senate President Karen Spilka said Monday it was premature for the legislature to hold oversight hearings on the RMV's failures. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.